Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's your contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually do have two emails, one being from a while ago that I read and then thought I already read it on the podcast, but I did not.
Ooh, brilliant.
It's like when you read that text, you're like, okay, I'm going to reply to it later.
Yeah, or like when you're like half asleep,
mm-hmm.
and then you totally forget about it.
Yep. So I happened to be looking through, and I found him. This is going back to when we did a deal breaker episode. Like, is there any like real deal breakers?
Okay.
And so we get a message from James saying, hey, ladies, I hope you're both doing well as one could in these trying times.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the deal breaker episode, you asked if you have or could date someone with the opposite political or religious beliefs than you.
Yes.
It says, I'm an atheist and have dated two women that share the viewpoint and the other girls believed in God. It was never an issue, nor would ever be for me. On the political side of things would be different, though. Without getting on a soapbox of where I stand on things, let's just say I'm on the Sanders Warren left side of the scale, and maybe even a little bit further out there. And I could never be in a relationship with someone that shares political viewpoints on the conservative side. I can respect the fiscal aspect of it, but when it comes to the rest of it, I don't see how someone could justify still voting for that side of things. Even though both options really suck, usually suck. We've been close recently, though. Sigh. In closing, religion is not a big deal for me in a relationship, but the political side of things is a deal breaker. If we don't see eye on that, we probably have the most different values, and relationship most likely would not work.
Interesting. Yes, because I remember you're more on that type of thing,
yeah,
where you would not date someone with a different political views as
right.
yourself.
And then,
and I was more on the opposite end.
Like, I feel like there's certain aspects like of it, like when it comes like, well, you know what, maybe that's not, you know, not my cup of tea, or I don't really think that's how things should be worked. But when it comes to just humans in general and how people are treated and what's, you know, right or wrong, it's very hard for me to see that, oh, that's the right way to do it when it's morally against how I feel.
Yeah, because you were talking to a dude, sort
yes.
of, and it came out that he thought differently.
Yeah.
And it was a huge turnoff for you.
It was. Like, we still haven't talked to each other. I'm curious to see if it's a game of chicken
wow.
who will talk to each other. Because I'm like, I'll talk to you. Like, because we had a friendly debate. It wasn't
yes.
like, we didn't come to blows. It was just like, you know what? And we both acknowledged, like, I'm not going to change your mind, and you're not going to change mine. Like,
it is what it is.
It is what it is, but I'm trying to get a little bit more clarity.
Well, and that was, what, over a month ago now, probably?
Yeah, month or two. Yeah.
I don't think either of you are going to reach out
no.
unless
well,
you're wasted and want
right.
to share
flirt.
Some nudes or something. Yeah.
Right. And him and I, like, had this, you know, flirty, like, friendship, relationship-y thing.
Yeah, for a few years now.
Yeah. Like, and sometimes I don't hear from him for, like, 6 months, so it's not that weird to me yet.
I still probably think you guys are both not reaching out
right.
because.
But I do think if he will once he's drunk or something. I could see that happening.
Yeah, me too.
But we did get another message relating to what something that we did talk about recently, which was a problem with a neighbor I had.
Oh, yes. Last week, your big neighbor feud. Vicky and her roommates got bitched out.
Oh, yeah. Which I do have an update on that.
All right.
But this is from Ryan. It says, hello, ladies. I've listened to the main show for years and just found out about your podcast last Christmas.
Yay!
So these answers go back a few weeks, but it's answer to your segment about Vicky's former roommates being confronted about their parking situation. I used to be a security guard that worked the graveyard shift, and I would leave my apartment complex around 5 p.m., and I would get home anywhere between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Ooh, damn.
And my downstairs neighbors used to take my parking spots. Yes, I said spots, plural. Each unit was assigned two spots, and I only had one car, and they would regularly take both of mine overnight. Mm. And being a security guard, I had officially printed tow stickers for getting vehicles towed for my job. And I would regularly slap a tow sticker to their windshield every time they took my spots until I finally got them to stop. Which, like, that sucks. I agree. And then to answer your question about a gift for guys like flowers are for women.
Yes.
Honest answer, there isn't an equivalent. guys aren't wired the same as women. Most of us are practical, and we don't really want or care for knickknacks or frivolous things that don't serve a purpose. And to rule out food and sex right off the bat basically takes away a lot of things that guys would consider a nice gift. Like, for me, though, like...
That does
not
make sense, I'm actually.
Not, but, like, a knickknack or frivolous things, like, for me...
That's what flowers are, though.
Right, exactly.
They're very useless.
They are. But for me, I love doing, like, the guy, like, has been eyeing this video game or...
Well, yeah,
like, that's sort of little, like, random, like, oh, you...
That's not necessarily little, though. Flowers are, like, $10. A video game's, like, $60.
Not if I get like, used on Facebook.
Like, that's more like a gift. Okay, well...
Or, okay, let's say, you know, he's been eyeing this book. Costs $10.
Yeah, that's a gift, though. That's, like a little different.
Flowers are a gift as well. Some people like to dry their flowers.
No, flowers are a random thinking of you type of gift. If my boyfriend just got me flowers for my birthday, like, and I'm not even, like, a gift person. Mm-hmm. Flowers are, like, for a Tuesday. Babe, I'm thinking about you. Here's
some
flowers.
Then why do we give flowers for Valentine's Day and Mother's Day?
Because it's, like, the romantic kind of... gesture.
But that's the romantic gesture on a Tuesday or for your birthday.
But, like, for me, like, yeah, I could get... It's a different, like, a gift. I don't know. It's just... It's not like a nice, oh, I was thinking about you, see, here's something I could just get at the supermarket that's $10-$20, you know?
But, like, it's kind of the same thing. Like, I was thinking about you, here's this. I happened to be at Target and I saw this book.
I think it's different. I think that's more of, like, a gift rather than just, like, here's, I don't know, a box of chocolates for, like, a random day. Because if I thought of my man when I would, like, see something, mm-hmm. I would get it for him. But it's just...
It's like a T-shirt.
See, like, a video game or that is the practical. A T-shirt's practical.
Right.
Not, like, a balloon.
But I also really like practical stuff, too, I guess. So that's why I'm like, any gift for me is also, like, I have a hard time accepting gifts, so I just assume all gifts are just... Like, I'm going to be uncomfortable no matter what, but I still get excited about it. It's that weird, like, yay, a gift. Oh, I'm uncomfortable now. But it's my own therapy thing I'm working on. I get better.
Yeah.
I'm better at accepting gifts now.
See, I think, like, but for me, like, getting him a gift that's, like, just what, like, it would be easy you could find anywhere at, like, a supermarket, at, like, a drugstore type of thing.
But, I mean, we were just, food or sex, like, I mean,
that's always, that's, like, a go-to, though. That's, like, an everyday thing.
Like, for me, food's always a nice gift.
Oh, don't give me food.
I know, I will eat it. I have to tell my dad, because that's how he shows love. It's like, here.
See, that's an easy one. That's like flowers. Like, here's a box of chocolates. Here's a bag of cookies.
But it's not even like the chocolates. Like, here's this like fancy cake thing you like. And I'm like, it's not even that fancy, but it's
I have to like
me.
Throw it away.
It's just like, dad, I will eat it too. All of it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad. But that's how I remember food, even if it's not like an expensive food, it very much goes a long way. Like, I had an ex-boyfriend who... Let's just say he had a lot of mommy issues.
Oh.
And he had, you know, very...
So you're a mommy Vicky.
Yeah. I was 18, 19 when we were dating. And so he came over to my house with the foulest of moods, just grumpy. Like, I'm sure I could see a cloud just hanging over his head. He was so just grumpy, not wanting to talk. I don't even know what the hell was going on with him.
Yeah.
And I was so mad. I'm like, why would you come to my house with this attitude? So,
well, I mean, you guys are dating. You can have whatever attitude you want. You're dating the person.
I know, but I'm just like, you could have stayed home. Why are you bringing this here?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what can I do? I could fight about it, or I'm just going to leave him for a minute. And I went upstairs and I made like taquitos.
Oh.
And like, my parents have this like really, because I lived with my parents, I was 18, this giant glass mug. It looks like a beer mug.
Yeah.
They put it in the freezer so it's nice and frosty. And so I poured, you know, his favorite soda in there. And I'm just like, here. I come downstairs, I'm like, here, food. And he just looked at me like a little kid, like, you made this for me?
And then he's like, never mind.
No. But he was like,
then he was like, can you do something else for me?
But it was one of those, like, because he had the mommy issues, like, he was so taken aback that I would go out of my way to do this, especially when he was in a crappy mood.
Yeah, it's just like the gesture of someone being nice to him.
Like, he, like, his eyes, like, kind of... Like, he almost looked kind of like he wanted to well up. Like, he was so taken aback.
Mm.
Especially because I'm like, I don't think this really has ever happened to him.
Yeah. You know,
with his mom. Anywho, that's a whole other story. But going back to it's BJ, Brian, BJ. His message, it says, but to answer your question, with any relationship, listen to your partner. If they complain their back hurts or knees hurt from work or whatever, get them something for that. If they're constantly complaining their coffee mug is looking bad or, you know, doesn't keep things hot or cold like it used to, buy them a replacement. If you honestly want to show them you were thinking about them, show it by listening to what they say when they're complaining about their job or how hard it is, or maybe they want to fix something around the house but never have the time because they work long hours, etc. Anyways, I look forward to emailing more and get into the podcast more.
Yay!
Yeah, please ever, like, and this goes for anybody, if you have, you know, any input or if you have
any topics you want us to talk about.
Yeah, like, what do we think? You want the girl's opinion? Because Sarah and I,
or if you have relationship issues or something that you need help with. Yes, we are very different. And honestly, sometimes my boyfriend just wants to bitch and complain about everything. So sometimes you just got to let him do that and realize there is no solution. Like, right. He just wants to bitch about his back pain. He doesn't want a massage. He hates getting touched, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, babe, you can just vent at me. It's cool.
It's funny because that's usually the other way around. Like, women will say something and guys want to fix the problem.
Yeah, I'm very much a try to fix the problem type of thing. Yes. And then I have to realize, dude, I can't always fix the problem, but I can be here for me to listen.
But sometimes it's hard to know, because I'm that person too. Like, oh, well, have you tried this? Or, hey, I can do this for you. I can help you with this. Or have you tried, you know, my brain's always going 100 miles an hour. So I'm like, I can figure this out. I got this. It's like a puzzle, right? It's a game.
And sometimes.
Sometimes some people need a vent. And with my old roommate, Tahiti Steve, back like when I lived in Seattle, we had this thing where we would just say to each other, like, hey, I need you to be a guy right now. I need you to, like, I...
Like, try to fix the problem or not?
Like, or he just wanted, like, he wanted to bitch about his girlfriend.
Okay.
And so I'm like, yeah, dude. She sounds like, you know, he just
not
needed
to... Not play devil's advocate.
Right.
And be like, well, I'm a girl, so I get why she got offended by that.
Yeah, he just wanted somebody to listen to, like a guy friend, like, you know, whatever.
I am very bad at that. I would like a heads up, too, especially even with my girlfriends who have troubles with their guys or whatever. I'm like, well, dude, you're kind of being an a-hole. Or, well, dude, he's not good for you. Like, sometimes they just want a bitch.
And I honestly, there's multiple things to this. So I think we need to be better as a society, as humans. It's like, you know what? I just need a vent right now. Can I vent to you?
Yeah.
But it's also like there's times where people want to like share some heavy stuff. They just want to vent. They don't want anything. But I am in a weird heavy spot, too. And I'm like,
I can't handle your emotions right now.
Right.
I have too many of my own.
So I feel like we need to like acknowledge and, you know, normalize the idea of, like, you know, let's say you're coming to me with like a problem, you just want to vent and it's just really heavy and it's going to weigh on me. And it's like, Sarah, I really want to help you. I just don't have the mental capacity or don't have the mental space for it right now.
I need to be okay. Yeah. And that person needs to be okay with that not response. Getting offended.
Yeah. And I feel like,
because knowing me, I'm already offended that you said that and this is a fake scenario.
Right. And it's just like, Sarah, I really, really want to help you. I'm not going to be any help. And then both of us are going to feel like crap.
Yeah.
And how's that helping anybody? So.
Or you'll try to help me as much as you can, and then I'll feel better, and then you will just have your burdens and my burdens.
Right. So it's just like, or can I, or I want to give you my full attention. I cannot give you my full attention right now. Can we do this a little later or find somebody else? I feel like that's a level of communication within relationships, within like friendships, that I feel like we need to normalize. And I do that with a lot of my friends. It's like, but I also ask beforehand. I'm like, hey, I'm going to drop something heavy on you. Like, just, I need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not maybe looking for a solution. Maybe just, I'm just looking to talk about it. I don't know yet. Do you have the mental space right now?
Damn, I don't do that with anyone. I'm just like, here is my life.
But like,
whether you're ready or not for it.
But like, I'm trying to be more self-aware.
Yeah.
Because like, sometimes like, it's heavy. And if someone's dealing with something heavy, you just dump that on them. It's like, okay, can I save this for therapy or do I really need to let it out right now? Is it going to be too much for a person? And then vice versa.
You know? And then some people kind of love that stuff because it numbs their issues and it gets their mind off of, you know, their crap they're dealing with. And they're like, oh, let me deal with your crap for a second. Mine's not as crazy right now.
I mean, and if you can, that's awesome. That means you have the mental space for it.
But good for you, dude.
Yeah.
I don't do that with anyone. Sorry.
But, I mean, it's a new thing I'm trying, and I think it's helping.
Good. And have people said no?
Not yet, but...
Because I feel like for me, that would be a hard... If you needed my help or needed my advice or wanted to vent or something, even if I had my own crap going on, denying my friend would make me feel even worse.
I mean,
than probably trying to just take on what you're feeling or what's going on.
I think I'd feel worse not being able to give them their full attention. Like, because most of the time this is happening via messenger, like via text message. It's not often via phone. If it's via phone, it's a little easier. But if I know, I'm like,
God, text messaging? Hell no. I'm not trying to get novels and novels of texts right now.
And like sometimes I'm like, I had people message me yesterday and I'm just like, I was busy, but two, like I was in my zone. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to look at my phone right now.
Yeah, I was thinking this is more like in person type of thing.
No, in person, I'm a little bit more open to it because I feel like it's done, one and done, quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can communicate way faster and more efficient.
But if I know this is going to be like an hour too long, back and forth, back and forth.
No, that's the worst.
It's like I don't have.
I never have mental capacity for that crap. Never.
Well, like, you know, we're in a COVID world right now.
That's
so
true.
It's just like I am. And I tell people, I'm like, I do not have the mental space or the ability to give you the full attention.
Good for you for saying that. Because if it was through texting, I would just make up some excuse. I'm about to eat dinner.
But I mean, like,
I'm watching a movie.
If that's really a thing, like if I'm about to eat dinner, I'm like, I'm about to eat dinner. Can we do this later?
Can we not do this?
But going back to the message about the parking spot.
Yes.
So my roommates are officially moved out and in the process of cleaning because my parents, you know, once they sell their house, they're going to be moving in briefly.
Jesus Christ.
But my brother's going to be moving in anyways. But my roommate told me 2 days ago before or a couple 2 days before she left that when that day happened, she went out to go move the car and she came out. The neighbor lady came out. It's like, I'm just here to make sure you're doing it.
So to just catch everyone up, mm-hmm. your roommate was blocking or making it more inconvenient for your neighbor to get in their driveway.
Parking kind of like on the, it's like a narrow alley behind our houses.
Yes.
That lead into all our garages.
And this was going on for like a week or so, right?
Yeah, but apparently she had done it multiple times over the course of many months. But I don't park back there often.
Oh.
Because there was a long time where we had too much stuff in the garage for me to park, so I would park out front.
Okay. I didn't know it was many months.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a week.
I mean, it wasn't like every day for many months, but it was like here and there over the course of many months.
And your neighbor had never said anything to you guys about it?
No. She had knocked on the door, she said, to talk about it, but nobody ever answered.
And then last week, she just went.
She lost it.
She lost it on your roommate.
The roommates were moving stuff out, but like I answered the door because I'm the homeowner. Mm-hmm. So I see her in my little Ring cam. And she looked really upset. So I was like, okay.
Taking that Karen stance.
Oh, yeah. I could tell.
Yeah.
And so she blew up and she saw because my roommate came down because it was her who parking there. So they got into it.
So she blew up pretty much on your neighbor, but you were.
Like on the roommate. Watching.
On the roommate. Yeah.
And so I thought, I'm like, okay, I don't really feel like this is directed towards me, but I still feel bad because I'm the homeowner and blah, blah, blah.
And you're just there.
And I'm like, and I hate confrontation. And like, I've always had really good interactions with this neighbor. I really like her.
You didn't want to ruin your neighbor vibe.
Right. I felt really bad. Like, I had a hard time sleeping that night.
Yeah, and you were thinking, okay, you were thinking mm-hmm. about dropping off her a gift card.
Right.
And just saying, like, sorry.
Right, and I was waiting until they were officially moved out and stuff to do that. Because I'm like, I want to give her a few days to cool off.
And the neighbor obviously did not like your roommate.
No.
So that's a plus that she was going.
But when she went, because she's like, it's a good thing you're leaving. But then when she went to go move the car and she was checking on my roommate to make sure she was moving it, she's like, I'm glad you're leaving in a few days. It's like, but I like your roommate or something like that.
And hey, that's good.
And I thought that was my roommate telling me to make me feel better.
Yeah. You thought it was not true.
I was like, I wasn't sure how true it was.
Mm.
So I was like, okay.
Just to make you feel better.
Right. So yesterday I get home and I have a bunch of stuff in my trunk that I need to get out, put in the garage. And I park my car in my driveway thingy. It's not sticking out much. Like, people can drive by, no problem.
Okay.
But I really didn't want to risk it. And I saw her coming in and I'm like, oh, one sec. I point. I'm like, one second. I go run in, grab my keys. And she had already parked by the time I came out. And I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, I'm like, I'll move
it.
But it wasn't stick. Like, she obviously couldn't get in, no issue. It was just, it was mostly.
It wasn't like what your roommates were doing.
No. And I was clearly, like, I was in the process of moving heavy stuff from my car.
Yeah.
So you could tell I was working. And there was a reason for it. I just didn't leave my car there. And so she came over and she's like, I just want to apologize. Like, I was just super, super upset. It had happened so many times and it wasn't directed towards you. I was really heated. I don't want you to think that's who I am. It's just, I'm never like that. I'm a pretty chill person.
Wow.
And so she like full on, like, it wasn't directed towards you. Like, she at least clarified that she had beef with the roommate.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And my roommate, she's got really bad ADD. So I could see like she's like, she never like acknowledges me or something like that. I'm like, oh, she's probably in her own world. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking, I'm like, well, that's her, because you have to like, hey.
Yeah. She's
in her own world plus headphones.
Well, yeah, but so, like, if you parked in her spot, or you blocked her driveway like multiple times.
Right.
Like, I thought it was just like the week you guys were moving to the U-Haul. I didn't know it was the past like month. Like, I would have probably bitched her out too.
Right.
Like, because you just get to a point where you're like, dude, you obviously see I'm struggling and you're not doing anything. You continue to keep doing it. Like, that's rude at the end of the day. It's
and
rude.
And like, I apologize. Like, I'm so sorry. I wish I should have been paying more attention. I should have like realized. And she's like, no, this isn't on you.
Yeah. And but I feel like if you had noticed, you would have told her not to do that.
Right.
It's earlier.
Like, I'm like, if it's parked, so it's like a driveway. Imagine parking sideways in your driveway. Like, I'm like, if you parked in my actual driveway and not on the road part, I thought that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
Like,
you
over the week.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that she was parking, like, on the street part.
Yeah. That's what was she thinking?
I don't know. But, like, it was just like, oh, are you kidding me?
I'm well, like, so that's good. So you were like, sorry. And like, she was like,
and I'm
it's
like,
all good.
I want to give you my phone number. So if there's ever any issue, don't hesitate to ask her. If you need anything, please let me know. Because that's one of the interactions we had before. Like, when COVID started, I'm like, if you need a cup of sugar or that sort of thing, please let me know. We got plenty.
Yeah.
That kind of a thing. And so she's like, oh, no, likewise. I want to give you my number. We'll do it later. You know, she was about to go in and have lunch. But she's like, I just want you to know that I've like, you know, if you need anything, let me know.
She's like, I don't hate you, but please have that girl never move in again.
Right. And I was telling her, I'm like, just heads up, my folks might come by, you know, for a month or two to stay. You know,
oh, that's good. You told her that.
Yeah, I'm like, I just want to give you. She's like, oh, it's not a problem. You're fine. That's super sweet. So I was telling her about it, and we got into the topic of like painting and something. She's like, I like painting, like paint and sips. Like, we should do that sometime. Like,
aww.
So I was like, okay. So that made me feel really good all day.
Maybe your roommate was telling the truth, and she actually said,
yeah,
like, I like your roommate.
Yeah, though I believe she probably did say that, and she was just tired of the roommate.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. Well, I'm like, she's moving to many states away.
So that's good.
Yep.
All settled.
Mm-hmm. So I'm still. Yeah. I started the process yesterday of painting.
Getting all of their crap cleaned. And
yeah. And it was so hot that the paint, like, soaked up. Like, it was starting to dry. So, like, I used up way more paint than I needed.
Oh, just to make sure you could, like, finish it?
Yeah. So I'm still, like, missing, like, a spot in the room. Because I finished painting everything except this one little spot.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Right. So I have to go home. I'm going to paint that. And I'm super excited. Like, I have my lists. It's going to be like my own therapeutic, like, cleansing. This is my space.
So when is your parents might come in, though?
It depends on when they sell their house.
So they're going to live in there until it's sold?
No. Once their house is sold, like, it's officially sold, they'll move. And then, like, they're going to be looking for a house as they haven't put the house on the market yet.
Okay.
So we still got, like, a little time. So it gives me plenty of time to clean, to set everything up. I'm still kind of figuring out my brother's stuff, like, what's going to go on with him. But I'm just excited. I'm, like, I'm making everything new and pretty and, like, my style.
Oh, girl. It's been, like, a year and a half coming. This should have happened a year and a half ago.
With what?
With you making your own exactly how you want it.
Well, like I didn't have... Well,
no, no best friend and boyfriend or whatever. Like, well, your brother's cool, but...
I moved in a year and 2 months ago. So
a year
it's
and
not,
3 months, right? May.
Oh, it's August, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was end of May, I guess. About that-ish. So it has been a year and a half. But I also didn't have the money or the time to do all this stuff. And I slowly collected and got paint here, got this stuff here. And now I have like a clear vision of what I want. So it's now that I have a little bit more time on my hands, like I'm able to do it. So I'm very excited.
Yay. And now you're friends with the neighbor again.
Yes. So I'm going to be doing a lot of painting and cleaning and it's going to be so much fun.
And now your neighbor can come over and help since she likes that stuff too. Right. I was going to say crap.
Because I said painting. I'm like, yeah, I'm painting some walls. She's like, well, I meant like on a canvas and that's how we.
Oh.
I'm like a paint and sip. She's like, I love those. I'm like, okay, I can do that too.
I'll get some canvases
I'm
and
like,
some wine.
I have both at the house.
Yeah, perfect.
I have everything. I have all these dumb, like any crafts kind of projects I have.
You have them all.
But I was very excited to know that she does not hate me. I even tried like putting out good neighbor karma points into the world. So the other day,
did you give her a gift card? That's real good neighbor points.
Well, no, the roommate bought the gift card, but I think she accidentally took it with her.
Dude, your roommate sounds terrible. I am like, all of the stories you've told me about her, she sounds awful. I hope she doesn't listen to this because she's probably a great person, but she sounds like the worst. The worst.
Anywho, my karma points were not with her. It was with another neighbor. Gosh. This is like a humble braggy thing. So there's this neighbor across the way from me on the other side who we had talked once and like how he was trying to adopt. And like I see now that he's got a kid running around. I think that means like he adopted him or maybe fostering him.
Aww.
So I thought that was really awesome. And I saw like, because I had just gone home from like bringing in groceries and I saw that he had the hose with the sprayer on.
Because it's been hot as balls.
Yes. So he had just been playing with like the hose, like spraying the kid and the kid would run around in the water. And so I realized I have a sprinkler that I don't really use.
Yeah.
Because I usually just water my plants by hand. Like, I don't leave the water running.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
No. So I, like, go over. I'm like, hey, could you use this? Do you want this? And it's like, oh, we're kind of done playing in the water. So I don't know when I wouldn't be using it today. I'm like, just hold on to it.
You can just have this sprinkler.
Like, pretty much. It's like,
Dude, I saw a sprinkler the other day and I was like so tempted to just run through it. And I was like, damn, it's on like someone's property, obviously. That's like illegal. But I'm like, but that looks so refreshing. And like, would anyone care? Like, if somebody ran through my sprinkler, I'd be like, enjoy it.
Which
you're welcome.
I don't see why you would have a sprinkler since you guys have fake grass.
We got the fake grass. But if I had one, but I'm like, damn, that looks fun.
But the little kids, can we try it a little bit? And so I went into my house, put my groceries away, and I could see him running through the sprinkler. I'm like, oh.
Dude, his parent was probably like, God damn it. Like, I wanted to go inside.
But I mean, like, he must have been like, you know, if he's fostering this kid, he must have been so happy to see how excited he was.
He probably still was like, God damn it.
But also, he doesn't have to hold the hose anymore now.
That's true. He just watches.
He can just chill.
Yeah, he can go inside and just watch the kid go back and forth through it.
But I was just like, I need to send in some good neighbor karma points into the universe.
Dude, wrong neighbor. Though, but at least
into the universe, like it made me feel better.
Well, that's good.
That's what I was doing.
Feel better.
That's all that mattered.
Well, and you don't have to. Well, I guess you did get a gift card, but now you don't have to give it to the other neighbor,
right?
Because she apologized. Yeah. So, and good for that person,
right?
To realize she might have overreacted a little.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, don't. I'm like, don't worry. Like, I get it. It's hot. It was a frustrating situation. Like, I do not.
My roommate's a D-bag, so I understand.
But have you guys ever been? I want to hear the neighbor stories like we did with Brian, a.k.a. BJ here. Like, have you had any issues with a neighbor, whether it was for parking or noise or anything? Like, I want to hear how did you guys
resolve
it?
Or did you get good points? Neighbor good points, like Vicky did with the other neighbor.
Yeah. But we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.